Imagine Dragons, Loom World Tour, live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we continue our coverage on the races that will impact the state and the nation here in the Beehive State and beyond, of course, we continue to keep our eye on the United States Senate race. One of those candidates vying for that spot is Brent Orrin Hatch, and he joins us live on the line. And Brent, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Boyd. I'm glad you have me on.
So give us a little sense here. Obviously, you have been in, around, and through the political space and public service, obviously with your father's time there in our nation's capital. Give us a sense of what was the moment that made you decide, I need to get into this race now?
Well, it's pretty much the same thing delegates have said to me as we've gone up and down the states. They said, you know, we've got a lot of people who are, you know, giving conservative talking points, but we need somebody with experience. And I've been a practicing lawyer here for 30 years, but earlier in my career, I worked for the conservative justice, Judge Robert Bork. I worked in the Reagan administration, both as the youngest general counsel in the history of the government, but also as in the Justice Department. I was the first Utahn to work in the White House as Associate White House Counsel. And as you mentioned, I'm also the oldest son of the late Senator Orrin Hatch, and had a front row seat to what he did and to be effective representing our great state in Washington. So the delegates have liked the fact that with all the experience I have, that I'm more than just talking points. I actually have the experience and qualities to actually get something done.
Yeah, I actually wanted to ask you about that time as associate counsel to the president there in the White House under George H.W. Bush. We actually had one of his chief of staffs on who's had a great book talking about character matters and some of those lessons. They said that George H.W. Bush never gave advice. He lived advice. As you saw that in that role, what did you learn and how has that helped shape what you would hope to be as a United States senator?
Well, both presidents I worked for, Presidents Reagan and Bush, were unbelievable conservatives, and the most defining characteristic that they were dignified. Everything about them just exuded confidence, strength, and that they cared about people. And I learned a lot from that, because being a conservative isn't just yelling and screaming. It's actually getting things done.
Yeah, I think that sharpening more pencils than knives, I think, is something that the conservative movement's got to get back to in terms of kind of a governing philosophy. As you look at the way things are shaping up in the country, obviously there's a lot of shouting going on in the country, including what's happening on college campuses today. How do you see that? What's the cause of that? And what's the role of a United States Senator in helping shape the kinds of conversations we have about the big issues of our time?
Well, one of the things I've been talking to delegates about is under our constitutional system, the federal government's supposed to be limited, and most issues are supposed to be dealt with at the state level. We've gotten to a position where so many people want everything to be a federal issue that every issue becomes the Super Bowl. Instead of letting our states be laboratories or democracy and letting us, you know, compete for ideas, have them handled at the local state levels where we're more likely to get agreements in the state of Utah among our citizens than having to fight it out with Californians and New Yorkers. And so, you know, getting back to, you know, limited government and constitution principles, I think is important. That'll get rid of some of the divisiveness and partisanship we have in government now.
Yeah. And so as you've been having these conversations with delegates, with potential voters, out there, I always like to ask, has anything surprised you as you've crisscrossed the state, really listening and finding out what's on their minds?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. One of the things that my father did very well is he actually, you know, he went up and down the state. There's almost not a single government official that didn't meet with them or he didn't have some impact on their lives. And going up and down the state, most of them have been telling me that that's really lacked with the representatives that we've had over the last several years. So they don't feel like they're being listened to, their problems aren't being resolved, and they'd like to get back to good conservative leadership that also cares about them, especially in rural Utah.
Yeah, and so final question for you, and this is one I've asked everybody from presidential candidates to mayors, city council, everybody in between. I think it's the important question, and that is, what makes all of this worth it? You've seen enough of the rough and tumble of what politics is and can be, how brutal it can be. What makes all of that worth it, even if in the end you don't get the result you want?
Well, I learned it very early in my career, working on Judge Bork's nomination to the Supreme Court, that politics could be a blood sport and you had to have a thick skin. But one of the things I learned also was to continue to fight, continue to make a difference. For 38 years, I've worked both in the Justice Department and the White House and as a private citizen and as a board of directors member of the Federalist Society to get conservative justices on the court, Supreme Court. And I've worked personally in almost every one of those. And under President Trump, we got him to put three conservatives on the Supreme Court. Now we have a 6-3 majority, and we're starting to see the effect of that. And that will last beyond several presidencies. And I think, you know, that was very fulfilling to me. It also, I think, is a good sign to the delegates and the people of the state that I've been a strong conservative my entire life, my entire career. I haven't wavered. And nobody's done anything close to having the impact as changing the Supreme Court has had.
Yeah, no question about that. Great insight. Brent Orrin-Hatch, you're running for the slot for the United States Senate. We appreciate you joining us on the line. Good luck down the home stretch and over the weekend at the convention. And I'm sure we will be talking to you as things roll along. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I hope the delegates will vote Hatch at the convention.
All right. That's Brent Orrin-Hatch. And again, coming up this weekend, we'll have coverage for you here on KSL News Radio. Both the Republicans and the Democrats will have their nominating conventions over the weekend. Those will be fascinating to watch how those play out. A lot of those will result in primaries that, of course, will take place June the 25th when those primary days are held. But there's a lot to watch. There's a lot of things that can happen. And as is always the case in politics, 24 to 48 hours is a lifetime or two or three when it comes to politics. So I'm very interested to see how things continue to play out, what the conversations continue to be. There's always a little bit of a flurry, especially as it relates to these conventions for both political parties, that in the last hours before those conventions, there's usually some shenanigans by someone who's a little overambitious or a little overanxious or really trying to sway them in a particular way. And so I always caution people, this applies leading up to a primary, leading up to a general election, leading up to a convention. If it sounds a little wild, it probably is. If it sounds a little crazy, it's probably not reality. And so we have to dismiss and make sure we don't reward the bad behavior of some who are so desperate for power that they'll do anything to get it. That's the last person you want to actually have representing you in the end. So we appreciate those candidates that are staying on their message and their vision, worrying less about their opponents, less about the attacks, and much more about what are their principles, what policies are they going to put forward, what's their vision for what's next. That's what actually matters. All right, that rounds out hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll step aside for some top of the hour news, but do not go anywhere. We got a big hour number two coming up for you. We're going to kick it off with some radical empathy of Passover. You don't want to miss it. Stick around.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.